Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Then the man steps right up to the microphone.
That's Dire Straits bringing us back.
Little Mark Knopfler on guitar. He's one of the best, folks. Mark Knopfler, he's an amazing guitarist. I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Dr. Topless is our guest, our good friend. We have learned so much from her over the years on how to do a better job of managing the financial part of our business. Not the accounting part, folks. You hire an accountant. I don't want you to become an accountant. I want you to become a financial manager. But you must be a financial manager. If you're gonna run a small business, it is imperative. It's essential. It is non-negotiable that you become a financial manager. I don't care if you hate it. I don't care if you can't stand it. You've got to do it. And it's one of those. Don, I call it one of the diaper changing non-negotiables of being a business owner. You know, if you want to have children and you want to raise those children, you're going to have to deal with the diapers. And it's non-negotiable. You just have to do it. The thing is, what you and I talk about here is we're trying to get across to you folks, it isn't that hard. It's a little bit intimidating in the beginning, but once you get through a few little blurry areas, you wind up feeling, here's what's beautiful about the converting people the way you do. Most of us are control freaks, if not at least control enthusiasts. That's what I always call myself, a control enthusiast. And so most of us are. And so when you learn a few things about financial management and you see how much control over your own life you can acquire, you actually start loving the ability to manage your finances. What do you think?
That's right. That's right. And you know what? It's life-changing, Jim.
It was when I created my own cash flow projection, which I've been using for 40 years. I built one 40 years ago. Not 40, 35 years ago. I built one 35 years ago, and it changed my life. And I'm using sourdough starter. My first one was my sourdough starter. I'm using basically the same formulas after all these years, and I use it every mm-hmm. I use it almost every at least once a week, if not more often.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jim. Let me tell you some of the comments people have said after they've read the first four chapters of Accounting for the Number Phobic. They'll say things like, "How come nobody ever told me this before?" Or they'll say things like, "I can't wait to look at my net income statement because it's my scoreboard, right? It's my scorecard. How am I doing? Not how do I think I'm doing? How am I really doing? Because what are the financials, right? Your income statement, your cash flow statement, and your balance sheet. What are they? They're the mirror to your business." Or I like to say something else. They're your spouse, right? And your spouse is always talking to you, but are you paying attention, right? So, what would you invest 3 hours of your life to change the next 20 years? I think that's a pretty good return on investment.
Oh, yeah.
What do you say?
Oh, yeah. There's no question about it.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, when what you do, folks, is you produce your financial statements, and then you develop your, what I do is I have a budget in my cash flow projections, and then I compare what my old friend Tim Berry, the business planning guru of all time, been a member of my brain trust now for over 20 years. He called it plan versus actual. Check plan versus actual. What did you say you were going to do, and what did you actually do? So you marry up your financial state, your projections, what you thought you would do. You marry those up with what you actually did, and you make adjustments as necessary, right?
Yes, that's right. And so here's the question on the table, Jim. All right, so you take a look at your expenses, and then I like to play the what-if scenario game. Like, what if I had to cut my expenses by 15% just to survive. If in 2019 I have to cut expenses because I don't know what's going to happen to revenue, what would I do? How would I do it? And it's not just, well, you know, we bought pencils this year. We're not going to buy them next year. I mean, that's one way, right? And we're playing a hard game of offense. Instead of waiting for the marketplace to throw us some curveballs, we know the curveballs are coming, let's just play a hard game of offense. So the second way to cut expenses is to cut time and errors out of the system.
Right, waste.
And you won't find the line, right? All the waste. So if it, so case in point, right, one company I was doing some forecasting work for, it used to take them 3 days at the end of every month to reconcile their statements. Now, you need the statements, and you need them for tax planning. So even if you don't like statements, you have to have them. And I'm saying, well, that's ridiculous. It should not take 3 working days, 24 man hours, in order to reconcile your statements. It should take no more than half a day at most.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we cut that out of the system? We hired a crackerjack bookkeeper for a big hot, you know, $300, and we saved $2,000 every single month, month
wow.
after month, just because it didn't take us 3 days. It only took now 3 hours.
Right.
Okay, so start taking a look at the repetitive activities that are going on in your business, and a lot of times it's the stuff that's going on behind the scenes, because what's the business? Mm-hmm. It's an engine. That's
well,
all it is, and engines are designed to propel us to some destination.
And engines
so what
leak.
Cylinders aren't
engines,
working,
blow,
right?
engines blow gaskets, and valves
yeah.
valves leak. And your engine is going to blow gaskets and leak all the time. It's never going to not do that. And if you aren't tracking it, before long, a dollar here and a dollar there becomes thousands of dollars a year, which is the cash flow that you don't have to pay your taxes. So, folks, you got to make payroll. We're going to come right back with Don Fotopoulos after these breaks. More of this to come after the break. DonFotopoulos.com and HiddenProfitAcademy.com. Check those out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.